You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government will spend $130 billion subsidising the wages of almost 6 million Australians. The government will offer a subsidy of $1,500 per fortnight per employee to businesses that go into hibernation for the next 6 months. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the so-called JobKeeper scheme is to keep as many Australians employed as possible.
Extraordinary times call for extraordinary measures, and this new $1,500 a fortnight JobKeeper payment will provide job security at a time when it's needed most. This payment will give working Australians their best chance of keeping their job and keeping them connected to their employers so that they can bounce back in the recovery phase.
The federal government announced its latest economic measure on the same day the Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly admitted concern about the economy is the main reason why he's what he calls a scalable and proportionate responder. The federal government has faced weeks of criticism for not taking more drastic action sooner, including full-scale lockdowns. Asked about the public health implications of the potential for millions of Australians losing their jobs, Dr. Kelly says it's the chief concern that's driving his approach.
It's the main reason why I remain a scalable, proportionate responder. And that we cannot underestimate not only the public health effects, but the mental health effects of unemployment, of being stuck in your house mostly, of not being connected closely with other people, at least physically.
Australia has so far refused to release the modelling it's using to inform its coronavirus decision making. Dr. Kelly says that's about to change.
I think transparency is very important. I think the modelling component is one of those things that is changing very rapidly, and the various components of that modelling is changing. But we've started, as of today, I've asked my staff to organise a meeting later this week where the modelling, the epidemiology and the public health response will be unlocked and people will be able to ask questions about that. I think we have been quite open with components of the modelling, but I respect that there is a large number of ways that modelling can be done, and so we need to be more transparent, and we will be.
18 people have died of coronavirus in Australia, including a woman aged in her 80s who died in Canberra Hospital over the weekend, and a woman in her 80s who died in hospital in Tasmania this morning. Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwin says her death shows that COVID-19 needs to be taken seriously.
I have been saying for weeks that this is serious, that people will die, and unfortunately Tasmania now has its first death. All Tasmanians need to accept and understand that this is not a game. This is serious. People's lives are at risk.
Australians are being reminded to stay at home wherever possible to help reduce the spread of the virus. New rules are coming into effect, limiting indoor and outdoor gatherings to two people. The rules don't apply to people who live in the same households, and they exclude workplaces and schools. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says his state is now under Stage 3 restrictions, and he says further measures might need to be introduced. He says the police won't hesitate to impose fines for people who breach the rules.
This is our time to do the right thing, to avoid transmission, because now, when levels are relatively low, is a point where we can totally flatten that curve. We could cap cases in Australia at 10 to 15,000. The alternative is hundreds of thousands, and that means thousands of deaths.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Brett Sutton, says if people take the social distancing measures seriously, Australia could limit its coronavirus cases to between 10 and 15,000.
This is our time to do the right thing, to avoid transmission, because now, when levels are relatively low, is a point where we can totally flatten that curve. We could cap cases in Australia at 10 to 15,000. The alternative is hundreds of thousands, and that means thousands of deaths.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.